And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Yeah, I know. Sometimes the breaks just aren't quite long enough to get all the information we
needed. We solve a lot of problems during the break, don't we?
I have said this. You're one of the crew. We get the right people in this little room right here. We can solve the world's problems right here. Firmly believe that. So I've got Seal Gasecki. I've got Tommy Hagen in the studio with me this morning. And always fun to talk to the Master Gardeners. The seasons have changed, and I'm going to start off right there. My wife had a daisy that was left out the night before last that didn't look real healthy yesterday morning after she rescued it from the front porch and brought it back in. Yes, last night was a harder frost.
Yes, sir.
For those folks out there that maybe still have a plant or two outside that they've been nurturing along, last night, if it didn't do it in, it's probably the precursor. You need to take care of it now.
It's probably gone after
last night. It probably
is,
yeah.
All right. Nothing that's an annual or a tropical is going to make it through there.
No, that was a hard frost.
It was a hard frost, and we had some good freeze temperatures.
Yes.
So yesterday morning when I walked outside, and once the afternoon come, a lot of the tops of my plants burned off.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Depending where they were. The ground is still pretty warm.
Yes.
But after a second or third night of this, we're pretty well done.
Done, yep.
We're definitely into the late fall pattern at this point. In spite of good temperatures, we're still going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this freeze, frost, whatever you want to call it, is about our average.
Yes.
And I know it feels like it's early, and I'll be one to say I was disappointed to see it be early.
Yes,
but,
it's October.
But it is what it is.
Yes,
okay?
It's October.
Yeah.
I was still getting blooms on my chili and tomato plants as of last week.
Sure.
I don't have any idea. Probably 2 5-gallon buckets worth of chilies, cucumbers, and tomatoes all came off the plants night before last.
You're a smart guy. Get them all while the getting's good.
Well, we figured they weren't going to be doing any good after the frost, so we got those taken care of. I tried to warn everybody, bring those plants in. Hopefully they got everything taken care of. It is a little bit of a change in the seasons right now, and for those folks that are still working outside, a little bit different care required right now this time of year.
You know, it's a good time to work out there. The temperatures are moderate. It's a good time to do your harder work, your hardscaping type things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time of year to move and divide plants.
Yes.
I've already done some of that. I dug up 20 pots for the Master Gardener plant sale. Not that I would plug
it.
Not that I would plug it.
No, not at all.
But it's a good time to do those kind of things.
Okay.
The only thing I probably would hold off is on spring blooming things. You kind of want to do your spring blooming things in fall and your fall booming things and back and forth, okay?
Yep.
But it's a great time to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm potting up plants. There's nothing wrong with dividing them, giving them to friends to plant this time of year.
Yep.
It's a great time of year to plant shrubs and trees.
Okay.
Remember, this time of the year, the plants are not growing above ground. They're growing
below ground.
I know I sound like a broken record.
No, that's a very important note.
But it's a good time to do it because you won't see what's happening,
exactly.
But they'll get a better start that way.
Yes.
So by all means, think about it. There's good sales going on. Tommy hadn't been to them yet.
All right. But that's why there's still stuff left. That's why they're still on sale.
Right, but it's a good time to do it. Share and go enjoy your garden.
Yes.
Anything where the leaves have died down to the ground, clean that up.
Right.
It saves from pests and bugs
and
diseases and that kind
of
thing. I like to leave my perennials where the stalks stand above the ground. I like to leave them up. Some people cut them back this time of year.
Yep.
But I like to leave them up because it's just a little protection from some of the winter type stuff.
Uh-huh.
Mums being a good example.
Okay.
I definitely would leave those tops up.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right? And your mums probably survived most of this. Okay.
Yep.
They can hold up to some of
it. Oh, yeah.
And some of your veggies. Broccoli should hold up to this.
Oh, okay. Some of the ground veggies.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything above ground's not going to be in good shape at all this morning.
Broccoli is above ground.
Well, it's still based in the ground. I mean, it's still, that.
Well, the roots are in the ground, Scott.
Yeah. It is lower to the ground plant. It's lettuces and stuff like that won't be affected as much by these frosts.
No, they won't. They can stand up to some of it. Now, it just depends how cold it actually gets. All right. But most of those things should stand up to some of this.
Yep.
Your below ground things like carrots and radishes, some of that will stand up
Be a little bit better
well.
Off. Tommy, I'm going to turn my attention to you now really quickly because I do know that you're fantastic at finding some bargains this time. Time of year. You're actually fantastic finding bargains any time of the year. But this time of year, I've known you to spot a few things that may be left over that folks might not realize, hey, this is still a good buy.
Guess where I'm going after we leave here.
So if you want something, get in the car.
Exactly. You've got 20 minutes. No, what this time of year, what are you looking for?
Well, it's funny. I do it opposite than most master gardeners, but they tell you to plan what you're going to, your garden, and then do it.
No.
Tommy goes in there and finds what he likes, and then he plans around.
Right.
So anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just looking for some basics. And if you've ever been to my home, Seal will tell you, you think it's a boxwood factory. I've got, and people don't, some people don't like boxwoods because mm-hmm. they're kind of look the same all the time, but they look beautiful. They look good in the winter and yes. they get good in the spring.
Right.
And anyway, I'm looking for a couple big ones to, I've got a new area that I want to develop. So anyway, uh-huh. so okay. anyway, it's fun. But it's this morning I looked outside to my hostas. I put most of my hostas on the deck because of the deer. Well, this 24 or 25 yep. degrees last night, yeah. they're going to go to the hosta heaven. So anyway, yeah. they'll be gone probably when I get home.
Yeah, should have just fed the wildlife. somebody hunting would have been a little
happier. The deer actually smile at me. When I walk outside, they look at me, hey, Mr. Tommy, what are we eating tonight?
Anyway, I know that feeling.
And my neighbor put up this big fence and nothing could get through. And now, of course, all the ones that they come off that hill, they come down. They don't go to Todd's house. They come over to Tommy's house.
Right,
so it just
yes.
makes it a little more attractive for them.
Throw a couple hostas in his backyard, they'll be just as happy to be there as over in your place.
Well, no, you'll just have twice as many deer as all you'll have.
Well, sometimes that does happen. I do know this time of year we're starting to see some of those plants start to die off and take cover for the wintertime. Bulbs this time of year are something my wife and I argue about religiously. Please give us the expert opinion on bulbs in this time of year.
This is the time of year you plant spring blooming bulbs.
Thank you.
Without a doubt. Your daffodils, your
Thank
tulips,
you.
All right?
Yes.
Tulips, though, tulips can be a little dicey.
A little trickier, yes.
Because tulips don't always come back the
right.
way daffodils will.
Yep.
But they will come back, your crocuses, all okay. those kind of deal. They do well down here.
Plant daffodils, guys. Those things, that's
yes.
the gift that keeps on
yes.
giving.
Oh,
you plant them today,
yes.
and next year you're going to have more, and the next year you're
yep.
going to have more. And it's one of the cool things, and you love this since you have a home down by Rush, but you can always go down to around the Buffalo or these areas,
yes.
and you'll see a square of daffodils.
Yep.
And what that is that the people planted those around their old home spot.
Yes,
and
sir.
And they
your
come back,
did.
And this, we're talking forever and
yes.
ever, and
oh,
they
yeah.
just keep coming back. It is so fun to see that, to me, anyway.
Take a drive into Old Town Rush and drive
yeah.
past those old buildings. You will
yes,
see all.
Absolutely.
And so stop and consider, as you're driving past those buildings, you'll see the ones that are no longer there, because you'll notice that they've got the daffodils, like you said, in a square
yes,
all around
cool?
them. So, yeah, I love
and,
that.
And daffodils come in a variety of colors.
Yes.
Right? You've got
yep.
whites, you've got pale yellows, bright yellows, oranges,
yep.
and all the combinations, and frilly cups on them,
mm-hmm.
and double blossoms on them.
Yep.
So, by all means, take a look online and order yourself some. I've ordered a mix from Color Blends.
Okay.
Years ago, I ordered 100 bulbs, and they said there'd be 20 different varieties in them.
Wow.
At the time, when I got the bulbs and I planted them, so many were doubles and triples.
Oh, wow.
That I actually planted 297 bulbs.
Ooh,
all right.
Yeah.
I was like, my goodness. And they're
yes.
all over the place.
Well, and they're, for me, they're the first true sign of spring. And I always love seeing those things break ground. When you know that first flower is there flowering, it's getting ready to get a little bit warmer.
And the deer don't like
they don't
daffodils.
Like
neither do
much.
The squirrels.
Yes,
much. They will eat them.
Yes,
the
they will. Yeah,
deer will eat anything if they're hungry enough.
Yeah.
But that's kind of their last thing. But I was like, see, last year I planted a bunch of daffodils. And the last bunch that I planted, I had my grandsons, who at that time were three
nice.
And 3 and 1, and
yep.
they planted with me. And I sent them a photograph of them last spring. Pawpaw, looky there. And
there
they
very cool.
And they love, they remember doing it. And
all right.
So, anyway, it's fun. Get those little guys out mm-hmm. there. Get them to... They love to dig. Now, they may not always get the bulb exactly where it needs to be. You
well,
may have to help
yeah.
them a little bit. But
yeah.
we had more fun than a barrel of monkeys. And anyway, it
that,
was
well,
good,
and getting
good
the kids out there, getting them started with that. I remember playing around in the garden with both of my grandparents, and that was some good times for me growing up, some good memories. So
yep.
We're going to do something unusual. You guys probably aren't prepared for us to go to break quite yet, but I'm going to go to break on time for a change. I'm trying to make a better habit. We've got a plan of the day we still need to talk about here in just a couple moments. We'll do that upon our return. Right now, I'm supposed to tell you that you're listening to the morning show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at Next and powered by NAEC. You're listening on KJMT 97.1 and KRZP 92.7. We're going to take our final break this morning. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this. And we are back, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Thankfully, we're not driving through Damascus, Arkansas this morning. Just to throw that out there right now. There is a little bit of a line over there at Hardee's right now, but stop on by over there, get yourself something delicious to eat or drink. All kinds of great food and drink available over there at Hardee's. I do have Tommy. I do have Seal, Master Gardeners Extraordinaire, in the studio with me this morning. We teased it before we went to break. You guys have been doing a great job just helping people out, adding a little splash of color, a little bit of brightness to their lives, giving them some great plants to choose from to maybe decorate their own yards with. I am hopeful that we've got something spectacular for the month of October.
Well, I think this one is spectacular. It's a dwarf butterfly bush.
Ooh,
and there's
yes.
a series called Pugster. Now, there's also a series called Lo and Behold, and I don't think that one's as vigorous as
okay.
this, though I've only had this one a season, so I can't speak to it, but I've got great hopes for it.
Okay.
It's a compact plant, grows only to 2 to 3 foot wide mm-hmm. and tall, so it's more manageable than a butterfly bush,
yep.
the traditional butterfly bush. All right. It's hardier than the other dwarf varieties, they tell me, and it looks more vigorous to me. Mine is
okay.
just going. Kelly Thomas had a bunch of them in this year, and he hooked me with it, and I'm very happy with
Sweet.
It. It produces full-size flowers, so
okay.
the stems, the little spike of flowers is the same. It's yep. on a smaller bush.
Okay.
You don't need to deadhead. It's drought tolerant. It's deer tolerant, and I have had deer, and they have not touched it.
Uh-huh.
It's a full sun plant.
Okay.
It can take the heat, which
right.
is good for down here. It blooms on new wood, so you don't have to worry about what you cut off of it.
Okay.
Right? So anything that the branches that come up this
yep.
year will get a bud. Now, it'll keep blooming from sometime in early summer until now. And until yesterday, I still had 2 spikes of blossoms on
wow,
mine.
Wow, fantastic.
Right?
Okay.
And it has bloomed all year. Now, I deadhead mine, but you don't have to. It just depends on what your
personal
aesthetics.
Preference.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. It comes in a variety of colors, including white, several shades of pink, several shades of purple. I have one called Pugster Blue, and it is an electric violet color.
Ooh.
It is outstanding.
Okay.
I absolutely love the plant. All right.
All right.
I have seen some of the other colors in person as well as online, and this one just is my personal favorite.
Well, a little blue flower for the butterflies would be pretty out there.
Oh,
and the butterflies. That's why they call it a butterfly bush. They love those things.
We've got several of those in the yard, and they're the original. How do you know the difference between a regular butterfly bush and this bush?
You read the tag.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
this
yes.
is just a dwarf variety
okay.
they have bred. They've been working on the dwarf ones. I have Lo and Behold in my yard, and it's just not nearly as vigorous as this one looks.
Gotcha. Okay.
I've had that one for a few years, and it's just kind of there. I'm not real satisfied with it, but
right.
there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
But this one here, I have a great high hopes for. We'll see how it holds up, but I have every confidence that it will. It's written up very well.
One thing that I've learned, we started maintaining our butterfly bushes all around the house, and that significantly increased the yield on the few plants that we were growing around
well,
the house.
Well, if you encourage new growth, it blooms on new wood.
Yes.
All right, so you're going to get more blossoms.
Gotcha.
Definitely.
Well, yeah.
The other ones can get out of hand a little
yeah,
bit. We have some at Memorial Gardens, and we're always chopping
trimming
them back because they just get a little bit out
gotcha.
Of standing. They just get pretty big.
Well, and butterflies, we do know we're good for our everything else around
them. Amen.
It.
Pollinators.
Fun to watch.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. You need the pollinators.
Yes.
So I encourage you to do it. I called last week, and Kelly Thomas only had one left. It's probably gone by now, or it will be
okay.
soon. But by all means, look for it online. It's a proven winner's plant. I'm real
okay.
high on proven winners.
Yep.
Order it online. In fact, I have a girlfriend that's probably ordered 2 of them herself this week.
Uh-huh.
From them.
Okay.
I think they were $20, $19.99.
Not terrible. Shop local first, obviously, if you can get them here.
Absolutely.
At a local nursery, that's definitely your place to stop on by and get those. If you can't, see what you can do to get those in your yard.
Without a
Amen.
Doubt. Enjoy it. I encourage it and put it up against something where that blue's going to show, that purple's going to show
well,
off.
Well, it's a different color in the yard, and to see something like that just gives the yard a little extra splash or dash of something out there.
Purple's
so.
A good color in a
yep.
yard to contrast with things. It brightens
yes.
other bright colors. It makes them brighter.
Yep. We've got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything else we need to
yes,
get to?
Sir,
you've got
it
several
is.
Pages
we
of notes.
We have a fantastic meeting coming up tomorrow.
Okay.
And Ellie Lassiter, and a lot of people out there in the audience know who she is. She and her husband own Age-Old Agriculture
mm-hmm.
on Denton Ferry Road, and she provides most of the food to a lot of these organic places around town. fantastic, fantastic lady, and nobody knows more about plants than she does. She's taken several acres and made a, just a neat garden. But anyway, she'll be our speaker.
Okay.
We'll be at the Presbyterian Church tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And we're back to serving a little bit of food.
There
so.
We go. I was going to ask about that. Good
and
deal.
Again, it's going to be a good meeting. It'll be a fan. I can, this one I'll guarantee because I know her. And just a little special spot out to her. She grows, besides everything else, she grows sunflowers.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she brought me 24 sunflowers the other day. And
oh, wow.
Anyway, that was the sweetest, her and her husband. That was so, so, so sweet of them to do that. But anyway, she's going to be our speaker.
Okay.
And she can answer all kinds of questions. She's headed up a program in New York City, like what they call it, rooftop gardening.
Yes.
She's been gone all over, been to, to South America, been to, been everywhere. And I think she has a major in that stuff. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the meeting. I think it'd be great.
And the public is invited.
Yes.
You don't have to be a master gardener, and we're not going to twist your arm. We're just going to welcome you.
Welcome, right.
Well, and that's one thing. The master gardeners meetings are open to anybody that may want to pop in for a meeting. Obviously, you want to get them to become a master gardener, but if you are interested in butterflies, you had a great butterfly pollinator meeting here not too long ago. Stop on by for these meetings. If there's something that catches your interest, you're going to meet a few folks that maybe see things the same way you do, and you're going to learn something at every one of these.
You hit it right on the head, because there'll be somebody in that room that has a common interest with you,
mm-hmm.
and you'll hit it off, and that's what I love, because you know different people like different things. Anyway.
Yep.
BaxterCountyMG.com. Visit the website. Yes. We do list our speakers out there and all of our events. We have coming up next year, mm-hmm. March 18th. We've got a great lineup for our seminar. We'll talk about it next month.
Are you planning for the seminar already?
Oh, my gosh. We got some good speakers coming. And April 29th is our plant sale. So
yes.
Absolutely.
Do we expect a bigger and better than ever plant sale this year?
Absolutely.
I was so impressed with how it ran last year. We've gotten outdoors over there in that other venue. And I think that may be a good home for you guys here going forward.
We're sticking with that. I think that worked out much better.
The throughput on that, for me, seeing the ease of people getting stuff in and out, and I work at these things on a regular basis, you always are concerned about the traffic flow. If you're moving objects in and out and you only have one entrance or exit, the livestock area, I think, worked out perfectly for you guys.
We loved it, and the clients the people loved it.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, it did.
Well, good deal.
Get in line early.
Get in line
early. Amen to that.
Well, yeah, Tommy and I were counting. You guys were still 45 minutes away from opening, and we had almost 100 people in line at that point. So, stop on by. Check out BaxterCountyMG.com. Great information available up there. Tommy and CL, it's always a great time to have you guys here in the studio. For all you folks out there listening on the other end, you're going to hear the music playing in the background here in just a couple moments. That means we burned up an entire hour once again. Believe it or not, there's more conversation that goes on behind the scenes and on the microphones when these two are in the studio. Stop on by, check them out. Their next meeting tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock over there at the Presbyterian Church right here in Mountain Home. That's right across from Cooper Park from people that don't know where it's at. As for me, well, I'm getting ready to slide on out the door. You've been listening to the morning show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at Next Empower. By NAEC. I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great day.